Welcome back to Access Cleveland. Now, this weekend, we want to put the spotlight on a disease that is affecting many of us, and some of us may not even be aware of it. We're talking about Crohn's disease, and with us today is Tacoma Murphy. She is a patient advocate and a board member of the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America, and she's going to help us spread the word about this disease and tell us how we can do our part to fight it. How are you today, Tacoma?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you, and thanks so much for taking out the time. Now, the first question I want to ask you is, what is Crohn's disease?
Crohn's disease, coupled with ulcerative colitis, are a group of inflammatory bowel diseases.
Tacoma, what are some of the symptoms that someone who is suffering from Crohn's disease would experience so that they can know whether they may possibly have that disease?
Well, what's interesting with Crohn's is that sometimes it does mimic other illnesses. But some of the things you might notice are things like abdominal pain, frequent trips to the bathroom, blood in your stool, extreme fatigue. Sometimes you'll break out in these types of rashes that are specific to Crohn's.
Now, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Tacoma, but I've been hearing that Crohn's disease has been affecting the African-American community at a disproportionately high rate. Is that true?
That would be true. Actually, African-American women are becoming one of the most, the quickest growing population of people being diagnosed with Crohn's currently.
Okay. Now, Tacoma, you're a patient advocate.
Yes.
Now, if you don't mind, if you could share your experience, what it was like first finding out that you had Crohn's and then dealing with it.
Okay. Well, my experience began about 9 years ago. I was first misdiagnosed with ulcerative colitis. I became progressively more ill. I landed in the hospital for a two-week stay, and that's when they did more testing and found out that, in fact, I did not have ulcerative colitis, which, again, is part of the inflammatory bowel diseases, but I had Crohn's disease. With that, then I was put on a regimen of medication, all of which, for me, didn't work too well. We started off with some of the basics and moved up to the heavy hitters as the years went on. And ultimately, for me, the thing that has me feeling better now was surgery. And that's typically a last step for people with Crohn's or colitis.
So what's the prognosis for someone with Crohn's? Can they lead a happy and healthy life?
Absolutely. The prognosis for those with Crohn's disease is very good. Actually, once you know what you have, it's a relief, first of all, because there's somebody who's listening to you who knows that it's not all in your head. Because sometimes you can be left to feel like, what's going on? What is wrong with me? But once you get your diagnosis and get the proper treatment, then you can do anything you want to do. I mean, women can still bear children. They can live healthy, active lifestyles. You have sports figures who actually have Crohn's disease and still play. So it's not a disease that will keep you out of the game, but you need to know what you have and take care of yourself appropriately.
Is there a cure for Crohn's?
No, there is no cure for Crohn's at the present time. One of the big things about CCFA is we are a fundraising entity to promote the fundraising for research for Crohn's and colitis, because as of today, there is no cure. So all that doctors can really do is treat the symptoms and try to get a patient into remission. And once you're in remission, you're pretty much feeling like your old good self, and then you can do whatever you want to do.
In what ways can our listeners help not only spread the message, but also help with maybe funding opportunities so that the organizations like the CCFA can get the help out to the people who need it?
Great question. Thank you for asking. Well, the CCFA has a lot of Ask the Expert programs where they will have doctors to come out and talk to groups of people. We actually have one coming up on March the 16th. We have a walk coming up. It's called Take Steps. Take Steps is held every year. It's happening in June at Voinovich Park. And we also have Team Challenge, which is a 5K. Now, the great thing about Team Challenge is they will send you to the location where the marathon will be. It's not going to be in cold, snowy Cleveland, but it'll be somewhere nice and warm. You just make a commitment for the amount that you're going to fundraise. So the best way to learn more about CCFA or Crohn's disease, in fact, is to go to ccfa.org. And that website is just, it gives you a plethora of information.
Okay. And the last question that I have for you is, just in case there's a listener out there who may be suffering from Crohn's disease and they need that extra support, is there a way that they can get in contact with you personally so that they can have their own advocate?
Absolutely. They can get in touch with me. If they want to email me, I can be reached at tmrphy@yahoo.com. That would probably be the easiest way to reach me, and I will be certain to email back and, you know, contact people by phone. I'm always open to speaking to people who have Crohn's and or colitis, because it can be a very isolating illness, and it can make one feel like they're the only one suffering from it. So it's become my personal mission to make sure that I'm there for other people, because CCFA and the people in the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, they were there for me when I needed that help.
Well, Tacoma, you've been a big help to a lot of people that's listening today, and I want to thank you so much for taking out the time to spread the word about the CCFA and to get the information out about Crohn's disease and colitis. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Matthew.